Welcome to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We trust that this message will speak into your life.
Father God, as we stand here in worship of you, Lord, how great it is that we can take courage and hope in the fact that there is power in the name of Jesus. Lord, and the reason that we're here this morning as family is because of you. We praise you for your goodness, Lord. Praise you for your grace, for your mercy. We praise you for the fact that we can walk in the confidence of the Lion of Judah. And we pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ben. That was amazing. Thank you. So, this morning, as it's getting a bit chillier, we've got something for those in-between seasons. We've got this hoodie in the shop. So, if you want to wear a hoodie like this, go get it from the shop after the service. And since this morning is a bit chillier, I decided that I'm going to try out a new tactic for winter. And so this morning, I'm wearing my camo socks, hoping that it will hide me from the cold. And so far, it seems like it's working. I'm not feeling too cold, but it could also be because it's mohair socks. So I am a bit hot this morning. My wife thinks so as well. So, but I think she's biased. Anyway, it's good to see so many of you here this morning that was with us at the day jewel yesterday, at the core day jewel. Good to see you here this morning. It was a great time there with some brothers and sisters, and yeah, thank you for being here this morning as well. And then, you know, we prayed for Gerard last week, Sunday, and I'm happy to announce that every day he's getting stronger and stronger, doing better and better. So as a church family, please continue to pray for him and, you know, keep him in your prayers. And we're looking forward to the day that he's going to sit here in the front row as well, just like Max and Sam here, and testify to God's healing power. Amen, amen. So, this morning, I don't know about you, but I appreciate it when folk have those straight conversations with you, you know, when there's no beating around the bush. And sometimes we need that in a Sunday message. And I think we just got about something like that last week Sunday with Pastor George. And it gave a lot of us a lot to think about. And so this morning, we often get asked questions. You know, when you ask someone to do something or to go somewhere, they ask, why? Why this? Why that? Now, what's the use anyway? So, why come to church? Why do we have church anyway? Now, we live in a society where less and less people see the need to come to church. We live in a society where even more and more Christians prefer to be so-called lone wolf Christians, instead of seeing the significance, the value, the importance of being with fellow believers. And so this morning, why do we come to church? And not even that, why do we have to bring others with when we come to church? All valid questions. And so maybe your answer is something to the line of, you know, I come to church to worship, or I come to church to connect with fellow believers, or perhaps you come to church to build relationships, Or could it be that you come to church because this is your scheduled time with God every week? Or maybe you feel like you come to church because this is where you get to fill up. Because you can't go anywhere on an empty tank. And so when we look at doctors and surgeons, paramedics, we see that these folk, they work with people's physical lives. And so what they do or don't do could mean the difference between life and death. And so it's interesting that you don't hear folk in these professions saying that I don't see the need to go to varsity or medical school. It's a waste of my time. We don't hear them say that. We don't hear them say that, you know what, I'm just better off teaching myself. Now I'm just going to stay home and read medical books. We don't hear them say that. We don't hear them say that, I don't need to go to hospital to rub shoulders with other doctors so that I can be at the forefront of medical innovation and best practices. No need for me to go there. We don't hear them say that. We don't hear them say that, you know what? I don't need any of these guys. I'm just going to do my own research. I don't need to speak to any other doctors or experts in the field. I don't need to concur with anyone else. I'm just going to figure it out myself. We don't hear them say that. And so, I don't know about you, but when it comes to those life-changing procedures, I don't want someone like that operating on me. You know, you want the guy operating on you that's at the forefront of his field. The guy that's in hospital every day. The guy that's rubbing shoulders with some other medical professionals and experts in the field. That's there in theater doing that life-changing procedure weekly, maybe even daily. That's the guy you want to work on. And so, wouldn't you agree that as believers, you know, when it comes to people's souls, when it comes to where they're going to spend eternity, when it comes to us as believers growing in faith, wouldn't you agree then that, you know, we should come to church more often? Wouldn't you agree that it is of utmost unnegotiable importance that we do come to church? And not only that you bring others with. And so, when it comes to that life-changing procedure, do you want the guy that's in hospital once a year on Christmas operating on you when your life is on the line? Or do you want the guy operating on you that's doing that procedure on a weekly basis? And so as believers, who do you want to speak into your life? The guy who's figuring it out himself, who's never connecting with any other believers, doesn't do fellowship, who's not coming to church? Or would you want the guy that's in church every opportunity he gets, the guy that has fellowship with other believers? Would you rather have that person speak into your life? And so, folk, we come to church to be fed, to be held accountable, and of course, to grow. See, God created us for fellowship. And can any relationship with fellow believers be built without accountability? I mean, just think of a marriage. There needs to be accountability. Husband and wife, you're keeping each other accountable. that best mate of yours, that guy with whom you have that kind of friendship that you can speak into each other's lives. You're holding each other accountable. And so fellowship needs accountability. Church keeps us accountable. It is important that we keep coming together and bring others with. I want to read Hebrews 10 verse 25 with you. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. See, church is the community and fellowship of believers. This is where we come to connect with each other, to grow. And for the downtrodden, for the lonely, for the hurting, for the unchurched, this is a place where they can find a very significant sense of belonging. This is a place where they are given the space to find freedom, to discover their purpose, to make a difference, and to grow in a lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. We don't come to church for the pastor. He didn't die for your sins. You come to church for Jesus. I want to read 1 Corinthians 1, verse 12 to 13. Some of you are saying, I am a follower of Paul. Others are saying, I follow Apollos, or I follow Peter, or I follow only Christ. Has Christ been divided into factions? Was I, Paul, crucified for you? Were any of you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. You see, this is an old argument. People going wherever the pastor goes. We come to church for Jesus and because of Jesus. He's the one that died for you. He's the one you follow. And so it's not about the building either. You see, it's about the presence of God. And this church, Life Central Bikers Church, this church is a Holy Spirit-filled, a Jesus-led, worshiping family church. This is what this church is. This building absolutely needs the presence of Jesus and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Without that, it's just a shell. It's just a building like any other. We need the Holy Spirit. And so the agenda of church should always be about people getting saved. It should always be about people finding freedom, discovering their purpose, making a difference, and growing into a lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, a storm or a disaster can destroy a building. And so what would happen if during the week we send out a text on our WhatsApp broadcast group to say that there's no more building here? Something happened. Will you still come next week Sunday to 126 Kruger Drive, President Park, Midrand? In case you didn't know, that's the address of this church. Will you still come to Life Central Bikers Church? There's no building. That's something to think about. Never mind that. Will you still bring that person with for who you pray during the week? Will you still bring that stranger with whom you connected yesterday? Maybe that guy you connected with at the day joel yesterday. Will you still bring him? Will you still bring family and friends? See, it's interesting that we'll make a plan. to get to work because our livelihoods are at stake. It's our salary, it's our finances. You'll make a plan to get to work. For those of you running your own business, you'll put in everything to grow that business. So don't you think when it comes to church, when it comes to your spiritual growth, you should do the same? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 20. I'm going to read a few excerpts from this passage. You can go read the whole passage at home. So the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one body. So it is with the body of Christ. We have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit, but our bodies have many parts. And God has put each part just where He wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. And so a bit of a twist on this passage. The body works best when it has all its parts. Same goes for church. Church is best when all come to church. And so, why do we have church anyway? Keep filling up your tank? Because you'd be amazed how far you can go when your tank is full. I found that out yesterday because I did a couple of hundred kilometers on the bike. I had to fill up. So, church is the body of God's people who gather to love God, to grow, who gather to teach one another, who gather to have fellowship. That is church. I don't know if any of you have experienced maybe going through some challenge in your life and folk here at church just came alongside you and they walked with you. Some of them helped you physically. Some of them, it was enough for you to just know that they're there for you. Some of them, they traveled maybe hundreds of kilometers. Come pray for you. Bring a meal. If you've ever experienced that, you'd know the value of church. See, God designed us to have fellowship. He designed us to flourish in fellowship. Community. And so the together part of church is not only helpful, but it's an essential part of any believer's spiritual health and maturity. See, being face to face matters. If it matters in business, in the corporate world, then surely it matters in church. I mean, if you've ever prayed for someone over the phone versus praying for someone in person, you'll know face to face matters, makes a difference. See, there's too many lone wolf Christians out there. Now, Christians who think they can just figure it out themselves. They don't need church, they don't need fellowship, they don't need to connect with anyone else because everyone is wrong. They're going to figure it out themselves. There's too many of those Christians out there. We need each other. If it was true in the New Testament church, in the time of the apostles and the early church fathers, then surely it's still true today. We need each other. And so it is to our benefit that we remain faithful and involved in church. For no other reason, we need both correction and community as we grow in our faith. See, it is the height of arrogance to declare that I no longer need fellowship or community as I grow in faith. See, not coming to church, I reckon it's more a heart attitude than anything else. Because if you want an excuse, you'll find one. End of the day, it's all about what's going on in here. See, history has proven that those who neglect church, they end up drifting. And I believe many of you, you've seen that happen. I've seen it happen. There was a time many, many years ago where I came to church maybe once a month because of this or because of that. Whatever excuse I wanted. But man, my life changed when I decided to prioritize church every Sunday. God designed us for fellowship. And so, nowhere, and you can go look this up, nowhere in the New Testament does any of the followers of Jesus advocate for believers to isolate themselves, to be lone wolf Christians, and not have community or fellowship at all. Nowhere. In fact, what we rather see is we see groups of believers growing. We see the church spreading throughout the known world. We see Paul writing letters to many churches, to many groups of believers, as the early church starts to flourish. And so, we are given spiritual gifts to edify the church. We are given these gifts for building each other up and ultimately drawing more and more people to closeness with Christ. I want to read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. And then a snippet from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. Seek those who will strengthen the whole church. Seek those who will strengthen the whole church. And so, how about this? If Paul were to write a letter to you and me, what kind of letter do you think it would be? Would it be a letter encouraging us and praising us for the work we are doing in the church? Or would it be a letter chastising us? If Paul were to write a letter to you and me as he did to Timothy, what would that letter look like? As the band comes up, maybe the question for you this morning should be, will others want to come to church after I've engaged with them? How many people do you engage with on a weekly basis, on a daily basis? Would those people want to come to church after you've spoken with them? Let us be builders of God's church. Wouldn't it be amazing if everyone that you engage with are left with this longing, this deep desire to want to come to church. Imagine if every time you end a conversation with someone, they ask you, "Hey mate, where do you go to church? I want to come." Imagine if that is how most of our conversation ends. Where do you go to church? I want to come. And so, instead of asking, why come to church? Ask, who can I bring to church? Instead of asking, why come to church? Ask, who can I bring to church? And so the next couple of weeks, we're going to kick off a series. And without giving away too much, I'll give you the titles for the next three Sundays. Like, subscribe, share. I hope you're intrigued. So come next week Sunday, bring people with, and come find out what the series is about. Like, subscribe, share. Those are the titles the next three Sundays. And so, why do we have church anyway? The short answer is biblical. The long answer, go catch up on this Sunday's message via podcast or YouTube. Let's close our eyes and pray. Father God, thank you that we can get together as a family of believers, Lord. Lord, thank you that you have given us the gift of church. Lord, this space where we can connect with each other, this space where we can keep each other accountable, this space where we can invest in one another, space where we can come and just be filled up. A space where, on top of our daily time with you, on top of that, we can come to a space like this and just have you deposit something powerful, meaningful, significant into our hearts. Lord, help each of us to be builders of your church, to be kingdom makers. Help each of us to draw others close to you, to help others find freedom in you, to help others discover that you have a plan for them, there's a purpose, to help others see that they can make difference, and to help people grow into a lasting and flourishing relationship with you. Because at the end of the day, Lord, it is all about you. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or visit our website at lifecentralchurch.org.za and get in touch.